kind of feel like, Coach, you get a first half like that. It's a team you don't know real well. You're trying to figure out them. They're trying to figure out you. You get, as a coach, do you like the, you know, the first half was kind of ragged, but you kind of get the guys and say, okay, now we know how to go after this Highland team. It looked like, boy, that first 5-6 minutes of the second half, that was Pirate basketball.
Yes, sir. Yes, it was. They played really well those first 5 and 6 minutes. Just brought the pressure, brought the intensity, brought the pressure. I thought it all started with our defense and our rebounding. And our guys are good offensively, to where if we can do that, we're going to get downhill and do some stuff offensively. But
I want to mention, you mentioned him earlier tonight. Mm-hmm. It seems like when you play well, John Carroll plays well. There's about a 2-minute stretch there where, and Flippin is a dude.
Yeah,
6'8
really good.
And about 260, and he's just physical. And you're getting the ball to John, and he's going one-on-one against Flippin, and he dominated him for about 2 minutes.
He did. He did. Got to give it to John Carroll, man. He just came in and dominated. Played good defense, but you can see his offensive skill set's really nice. Really nice.
33 points, 8 rebounds, and it looked like a smooth 33 for Tyler King. That guy said he has a chance to be one of the real special ones for the Pirates.
He does, doesn't he? Yeah, he's just smooth, and you don't know he has that many because, you know, everything, he's not forcing much. He does a great job without having to force anything and just going with the flow, and he gets downhill and he plays off two, and it was 33 and 8, and I'm really proud of those 8 rebounds. He's been struggling that way, and he did a good job going to get rebounds.
So I can hear this at the Ketchum Center when I'm up on the track, but especially, you know, you're about 2 feet from me. You're telling guys all the time, listen, we can score. Mm-hmm. Let's get stops.
Stop.
Boy, when that was the... Are you scoring in that run? Yes, but you're getting stops. You're turning them over, and that's turning in transition the other way.
Yes, and we capitalized. First half, we forced 11 turnovers. We didn't capitalize on them. We had 9 ourselves, and so, you're right. We're really focused defensively, and I think we could, knock on wood, we could be a good defensive team. We're not there yet, but if we can defend, we can rebound, then we can get out and run. So that's what we got.
How fun is it for guys like Joe Clark? Now, obviously, we're not St. Joe tonight, but we're close.
Mm-hmm.
We're about 40 miles out. It has to be fun for him to play so close to home.
It's got to be, and he did great. And Mikey Thomas is going to get there. He struggled a little bit tonight, but normally he's pretty dang good for us. But, yeah, Joe's got it. It's like a home game for Joe. And Joe played awesome, 10 points. Got him down for 2 rebounds. He might have 1 or 2 more. I think he had an offensive rebound early. All that stuff. So, but yeah, it's got to be fun for Joe to come back home and do that. His mom's here and all that. So he had a coach here. So
I'm looking at a guy here. He scored 25. He scored 34 in the past. I felt like he played really well tonight. The stats don't show it, but I thought, 5 points. 6 rebounds, but I thought Gio Mack tonight was kind of a calming presence on the floor for you.
He is, sometimes you got to take the good of the bad with Gio, but like his pace that he plays at is so well. He gets downhill so well. He puts a lot of pressure on the defenders, and he's so good at it. Yeah, I'm surprised he had 5. I thought he had more than that.
Yeah.
But he still is a presence on the court.
Sometimes stats don't tell you the whole story.
They don't. And so, he did a really good job with that.
Allen County, 4 o'clock Saturday, Coach. Coach Croy mentioned they've lost 1 on the women's side, so she's already preparing a women's team. And, we had a tough loss tonight. I'm sure they'll be able to go 2 o'clock. How good are the Allen County men?
They're good. We haven't seen much on them yet. We're focused on them, but they're good. I think they've lost a couple. But I don't think that means that they're a bad team. I think they're going to be pretty dang good. They're well coached by Coach Nee. They're going to have a little bit of shooters, the scores, and so they're going to be tough. They're going to be tough, and they're going to give us all we want. And so we got to have our minds there and be focused and be ready to roll.
Back in the day, it feels like another lifetime ago. I was the voice of the Scotties back 99 to 2001. So this kind of coming home for me a little bit.
We saw your statue outside.
Oh, yeah.
So we saw your statue.
I didn't see that, by the way.
Oh, well, you came in the other way.
So anyway, I'm very familiar with how difficult it is to go through the Jayhawk Conference East. I mean, this program, when you got to go to the Cowley Counties and go down to Ark City and all that, not that you have to go through that, but Saturday you got a victory in Overland Park. Mm-hmm. Tonight you get a victory at Highland. I'll take that back-to-back against Jayhawk team.
Jayhawks, and we got to get one more against the Jayhawk team on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll see what we can do with that. So, we got to go get one. But very proud of our guys tonight and how they played.
With the game on Saturday, Coach, is it more important because you're going to be sitting on this game, win or lose, for about 4 weeks? You don't want to be sitting on a loss for that long.
Yeah, you hate to think that way, but you do. You don't want to sit on one, and hopefully, like, again, hopefully that don't jinx us or anything. But you want to end with a positive note. You want to end with a positive note and be ready to roll going in. So no matter what. Hopefully we go get one, you know, but I am proud of how our guys we've went through this gauntlet of a schedule and done pretty well. So
I did throw this nugget out there with Coach Gray, too. The women are playing a really good Allen County team that has lost once. I think our girls will respond to the challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Let's pack the Ketchum on Saturday.
Hey, we would love that. So we'd love to see as many people as possible out there at the Ketchum Center and give us that home court advantage.
I know it's kind of a psychological thing, but if you win Saturday, you got 10 wins going into break. That wouldn't be bad either.
We need that, too. Yeah, we need that, too. So that would be nice.
Only way you can get to 20 is get to 10 first.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. 9-4 record. Congrats, Coach.
So thank you. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.
Head Coach Jeremy Esri of the North Central Missouri College Pirates, 33 tonight for Tyler King in a victory over Highland, 74-66. King 33, Reams 14, Clark with 10 for Highland. Flippinhead 22 and 10, 12 for Level. Josh Owens with 19.